BBC News.
This is BBC Radio 4. Now the classic serial, and we conclude John Steinbeck's The Grapes of Wrath, dramatised by Donna Frances Child. The Jodds are struggling against poverty. Having finally found work on a peach farm, Tom, the eldest son, has just discovered that they're breaking a strike led by their old friend, Casey the Preacher. Outside the farm gates, Tom and Casey have been ambushed by a deputy sheriff and a mob of vigilantes. Like the book, this dramatisation portrays the hard lives and rough language of a poor and struggling people. John Steinbeck's The Grapes of Wrath.
And get up now. Them peaches ain't gonna get picked in your sleep. Tom, get yourself up now. Pa, you got more money?
Yeah, I got credit roll for 60 cents.
Al, you get up now and go buy some flour and lard. Gotta get something in you, fellas. Ruthie, go wash up.
We got no soap.
I said get up, Al. You go tomcatting around all night, you still have to go to work. Rosa, Sean?
I'm getting up.
Tom, don't think pulling that blanket over your head's gonna make the sun go back down. Come on now. Tom. Your face.
What happened?
I got in a fight.
What kind of fight was you in?
I couldn't help it, Ma.
You in trouble?
Yeah, in trouble. I can't go out to work. I gotta hide.
What's the matter with Tom?
Go wash your face.
All right.
What the hell is this, Tom?
God, I'm weak. I'm gonna tell you once, so I'll tell all of you. Last night I went out to see what all the yelling was about, and I come on Casey.
The preacher?
Yeah. There was a strike out there, and he was leading it.
Oh, what do you want to mess with that stuff for?
He come to work here for 5 cents a box.
That's what we're getting.
But they give them fellas 2.5 cents.
You can't live on that.
That's why they struck. Last night they come for Casey.
Who come for him?
I don't know. Same kind of guys that turned us back on the road that night. Had pick handles. This deputy killed him. Busted his head right open. I was there.
What'd you do?
I grabbed that deputy's pick handle. I grabbed it right off him. And I went nuts.
Was you seen?
I don't know. I guess so. They had lights on us. God damn it. I can't get that picture out of my head. The preacher lying there. Head just crushed flat and oozing. I guess they bust the strike, all right.
We gotta know, Tom. You think you killed that deputy?
I don't know. I hope so.
Tom, don't talk like that. All right, we got to go to work. Anybody asks? Tom is sick. You hear? Pa, get a fire going. Al, get out to the store. We gotta get breakfast. What was the preacher doing when they killed him?
He was just standing there with the lights on him. And he says, "You got no right to starve people. You don't know what you're doing." And then this guy smashed him.
You don't know what you're doing.
Didn't know what I was doing neither. No more than when you take a breath. Didn't even know I was gonna do it.
It's all right. I wished you didn't do it. I wished you wasn't there. But I can't read no fault on you. I seen your clothes was wet. I'll hang them by the stove to dry.
Next. Name?
We're the Jolt family.
All right, I'll check you off. 6 buckets.
We only need 5 today. One of us is sick. Sorry.
Don't have to say sorry. It ain't me gonna miss out their 2.5-cent boxes. Next!
What'd you just say?
I said you don't have to be sorry one of you's sick. Next!
How about the 2.5-cent boxes?
That's right. That's the price we're paying now.
A man can't make his dinner on that.
Well, there's 200 men coming from the south that'll be glad to get it. Hell, some will work all day for a loaf of bread.
As soon as they get fed up, they won't.
Well, we'll have these peaches before they get fed up. So either take it or go on along. I got no time to argue. Next!
Just take the buckets. Don't worry. Won't be so bad. Well, we can work faster today because we're used to it. And we got the whole day.
You gotta buy some milk, Ma. Of
course we'll buy milk and soap and other stuff.
This here baby needs milk.
Okay, we'll do her same as yesterday. Pa, Al, and me going to pick them, and Rosa, Sharn, and Ruthie here going to lay them nice in the boxes.
Ma, I'm hungry.
We're all hungry, Ruthie. But if we work real hard today, we're going to have meat tonight.
Can I eat the peaches?
No, you can't, Ruthie. Them peaches we got to put in the boxes. Because every time we fill up a box, we get 2.5 cents.
What about the ones on the ground?
Well, the windfalls. Well, you can have a couple. But no more than that, or you're going to get the skitters.
This one looks good. A lot of peaches on this here tree.
Well, what the hell you think you're doing?
Same as you, picking peaches.
I hear you, ain't. This here is our tree.
This here tree belongs to Hooper Farm. And I'm going to pick peaches on any damn tree I want.
All right, Al.
Oh, you ain't, you oaky son of a bitch.
Why, you... Nobody called me an oaky son of a bitch.
Come on, Al. There's more trees over here.
I am sorry, my son sucked you.
We come all the way from El Central because I heard there was work here. This year's a good tree, and I gotta feed my family, ma'am.
I know. I'm sorry.
Ma, can I eat that peach there?
Not that one. Got wasps all over it. But that one over there is okay.
Happened last night. Place is crawling with cops.
See out too, I heard. Wouldn't like to be that guy.
Excuse me. Who are you talking about?
Ma?
You awake? You were sound asleep when I come in.
Where is everybody?
Gonna wash up. Here. Let me put a cold cloth on that.
How was it picking?
I don't want to talk about it. I was thinking today how they used to be jokes. We don't joke no more. When there's a joke, it's a bitter joke, and there ain't no fun in it. Fella says today, depression is over. I seen a jackrabbit, and there wasn't nobody after him.
Ma! Ma! Ruthie's got a fit.
Put her down here. Ruthie?
She just got all white and fell down.
Ruthie? Come on. Come on, Ruthie, talk to me. Where's Pa? Pa!
She skittered all day every little while.
Not too many peaches. She's been eating peaches all day.
And she ain't fevered, but she's white and drawed out.
She's hungry. Oh. Got no strength. Get her a can of milk and make her drink it.
Now what?
It's Ruthie. She needs milk.
We all need stuff.
She's sick. How much we make today?
$1.42.
Well, you go right over and get a can of milk for Ruthie.
Now why'd she have to get sick?
I don't know why, but she is. Now get. Rosa Sean, will you get that mush on the plates?
God almighty, Ma's cornmeal mush I would get after work until dark.
Al, you know we got to get. I'm going to need gas. We got to take the biggest thing and whoop it first. And you know what that thing is.
It's about me.
We'll talk when we met.
How come I ain't getting no milk? I am supposed to have milk on account of the baby.
I know, but you're on your feet, and this here little one's down. Now get them plates on the table here.
I wish you'd tell me.
After. Just wait.
I got it.
You open that, Tom. Give it to Ruthie. Ruthie, tell how you feel.
Dizzy. Just a whirling dizzy.
11 cents. 11 cents for a can of milk.
Here, Ruthie. Drink this.
Oh, I can't. I'd sick it all up.
She can't take it now, Ma. Wait a little.
Ma?
Don't none of you touch that. That's for Ruthie. All right. Let's eat.
Now, will you tell me what's going on?
Huh? You tell.
Tom, looks like you've done it.
I kind of thought so. I couldn't see. It felt like it.
These fellas talking up a lynching.
Well,
when they catch the fella.
What fella?
Well, this fella that done it, he only done it after they killed Casey.
That ain't the way they're telling it now. They're saying he done it first.
Oh.
They're working up feeling against us folks. Say they're gonna get this here fella.
They know what he looks like?
Well, not exactly. But the way I heard it, they think he got hit. They think he'll have...
It ain't so what they say.
Easy, Ma. Ma, maybe this fella ought to go away. If this fella done something wrong, maybe he'd think, okay, let's get the hanging over. I done wrong, and I got to take it. But this fella didn't do nothing wrong. He don't feel no worse than if he killed a skunk.
I already know. Tom don't have to go this felon cause of me.
Well, this fella don't want no hanging. And same time, he don't aim to bring trouble down on his folks. Ma, I'm gonna go away tonight.
You can't.
I can't go putting danger on the family.
You ain't a going. There's a lot I don't understand. But going away ain't gonna ease us. It's gonna bear us down. There was a time when we was on the land. There was a boundary to us then. Old folks died off and little fellas come, and we was always one thing. We was family. Kind of whole and clear. And now we ain't clear no more. I've been a-trying to keep it going, but we're cracking up, Tom. There ain't no family now.
Ma, I got to go.
No, there wouldn't be no way to hide out. You couldn't trust nobody, but you can trust us. We can hide you. No, you got to stay with us.
Okay, okay. I shouldn't, though. I know it.
Now, I got it figured out. We'll pack up the truck and put one mattress on the bottom, and we'll take another mattress and sort of fold it so it makes a cave, and Tom's in the cave.
Now, Ma.
Don't argue. That's what we'll do. Now, Ruthie, now you gotta act growed up even if you ain't. You ain't never to say what you heard tonight, else you'll just break us in pieces. You understand?
I won't. I'm grown up.
Now, you drink that milk, Ruthie. Al, you go back the truck against the door. Rosie Sean, you get them dishes cleaned up. All right, let Al do the talking.
Hi, mister.
Where do you think you're going?
We're going out.
What for?
Well, we got offered a job. Good job.
Yeah? Where's it at?
Why, down in Wheat Patch.
Jobs is scarce. Regular jobs.
We got a friend. Job's all waiting for us.
Let's have a look at you. Wasn't there another fellow with you?
You mean that hitchhiker? We just picked him up on the way in. He went away when the rate dropped.
Was he bruised up this morning?
I didn't see nothing. You gonna open that gate?
Okay.
So long, mister.
Know where we were going?
No. Just gone. Getting pretty damn sick of it.
You all right, Tom?
Through the ranch?
We're through. You be careful, though. Might still get stopped.
How about pulling off and catching some sleep? Going on tomorrow?
Not yet. Let's get some distance first. Gives you a funny feeling being hunted like. I'm getting mean.
Everybody's getting mean. You seen that fight today? Well, it changes. Now in that government camp, we wasn't mean.
But we came within our mouth, the deal was in our eye.
Says I'm coming from the South, Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, oh, don't you cry for me. For I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee.
Oh, can we sing another one, Pop?
Oh, I can't sing no more. My throat's dry.
Oh.
You know where we are, Al?
No. Nearly daylight. Probably figure it out then.
Saw a sign a while back. Think we're south of Fresno somewhere.
Al, shut off the engine.
Now what you want?
Ma, look! Cotton pickers wanted.
Cotton? Oh, I'd like to get my hands on some cotton. There's work, I understand.
I've been trying to figure out how I'm gonna stay with you and not make no trouble. When my face gets well, maybe it'd be all right, but not now. How about if you get work here?
I picked 400 pounds once. Of course, it was a big, heavy crop. Now, if we all pick, we could get some money.
What about you?
Well, you see that creek there? All full of brush? I could hide in that brush and keep out of sight. And at night, you could bring me out something to eat. I seen a culvert little ways back. I could maybe sleep in there.
Well, you think there's enough brush to hide in, Tom?
Sure. I've been watching. I could fix up a little place, hide away. As soon as my face gets well, why, I'd come out.
You're going to scar pretty bad.
Hell. Everybody got scars. I'll take me a blanket. You look out for that culvert, and you can bring me some bread or potatoes or mush, and you just leave it there. I'll get it.
Seems like good sense to me.
Yeah, it is good sense.
Well, all right. But don't you take no chance. Don't let nobody see you for a while.
I got you a blanket, Tom.
Thanks.
You take care.
Sure. Sure, I will. Better go before anyone can see me.
Oh, dear Jesus. I hope he's all right.
Yeah?
We seen your sign, mister. You need some cotton pickers?
That's right. You done it before?
Sure. Bet I could pick cotton if I was blind. Pick clean as a whistle.
80 cents a hundred first time over the field, 90 cents second time over. You got bags?
Well, no, we ain't.
Cost you a dollar the bag. If you ain't got the buck, we'll take it out of your first 150.
That's fair.
Know where we can stay, mister.
See them box cars over there? Ones ain't got no wheels. That's where most of the pickers live. Usually fit two families in them, one on each end. Seen some folks move out of that red one last night, so you can try there.
You're saying we're supposed to live in a boxcar?
Thanks, mister.
Start picking at 7. You can get your bags from the foreman.
Excuse me. Heard you got some room in this here boxcar.
Well, that's right. And you're welcome to it.
We sure thank you. We're the Joes.
We're the Wainwrights. Proud to meet you. This here is my daughter, Aggie. My boys are out of working on the car. Well, don't just stand there gaping. Come on in. It ain't much, but it's nice and dry. There's a stream just behind to get water. And there's a stove somebody before you made from an oil can. And if you got anything to hang across the middle there, you can get some privacy.
We got a top, Holly.
Do it fine. You just got here?
That's right. Been driving all night.
Must be hungry. Now, we already had breakfast, but I'll get you something to eat. We got plenty.
Why, thank you.
There's a store down at the crossroads. Once you get settled, you can get pretty much anything you need there. Aggie, honey, go and get us some water so I can make coffee for these folks.
I'll come and help you.
And open that door all the way when you go out so we can get a little light in here.
Ah, sun's coming up nice and red. Gonna be a good picking day.
Looky all that cotton. 80 cents a hundred. By God, we're having side meat tonight.
Evening, Miss Joad, Mr. Joad. Good day today?
Yes, sir, it was.
Why don't we get pork chops tonight, Ma? You got any pork chops?
We sure do. 30 cents a pound.
Well, let me have 3 pounds. Yeah, and a nice piece of boiling beef.
Miss Joad, how's you all make out today?
Why, evening, Ms. Wainwright. We done good. Best we done all week.
How much?
$3.57 exact.
We done $4.
Of course, there's more of you.
And I made 15 cents.
Did you now, Ruthie? You're getting to be a good picker, ain't you? Oh, having pork chops tonight, I see.
Yes, my mans just love pork chops.
I'm cooking bacon. Don't you just love the smell of bacon?
Need anything else, Miss Joad?
Now, let's see. I need a bottle of milk for my girl.
That girl drinks it like it was medicine, don't she?
Well, she's gonna have that baby pretty soon now. I think that's everything.
Ma? Ma, what about this?
Cracker Jack? No, now you put that back, Ruthie.
Oh.
It's only a nickel. And Ruthie worked good today.
Well, all right.
She won't eat no supper tonight, I bet.
That's $1.75, ma'am.
$1.75, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
I need 3 pounds of bacon. No. No, 4.
Yes, ma'am.
That's a funny thing, Ma. You know, when I come in here, I want to buy stuff. Stuff I don't need. Like to get one of them safety razors. Thought I'd like to have some of them gloves over there. Awful cheap.
Can't pick no cotton with gloves.
I know that. And I don't need no safety razor neither. Stuff sitting out there, you just feel like buying it.
Come on, Pa. We've got everything we need.
Did you get the milk? I ain't had any since noon.
I got milk. You get those potatoes ready?
Right there. Peeled and cut.
Well, fry them up in the new pan and throw in an onion.
Oh, I'll tell you what. This bag is heavy. Wish my man didn't get so hungry.
Picking cotton's hard work.
Oh. Where's Ruthie? She ought to wash. Pa, go and find her. And I need a bucket of water brung in.
Al! Al ain't here. He's gone out walking with Aggie.
Oh, I guess I'll need to get it myself.
Miss Joad, I think we need to talk about Al and Aggie.
Well, what's the matter?
Our Aggie, well, she's a big girl, near 16, and growed up. Well, her and your boy, they're walking out every night. We never had no trouble in our family, but what with us being so poor off now, Mr. Wainwright and me, we got to worrying. Suppose she got in trouble.
Well, Al's a good boy. Kind of figures he's a dunghill rooster these days, but he's a good, steady boy.
Oh, we ain't complaining about Al as a fella. We like him. But what scares Mr. Wainwright and me is what if we go away, or you go away, and we found out Aggie's in trouble? I mean, we ain't had no shame in our family.
Well, we'll try and see that we don't put no shame on you. Pa'll talk to Al. Or if Pa won't, I will.
Oh, thanks to you, Miss Joad. Now, I better get a cooking.
Ma! Ma!
What's the matter? How'd you get that bloody nose?
They stole it. That big son of a bitch girl stole my Cracker Jack.
Hush now, don't you talk like that. It's only Cracker Jack.
But, Ma, I told.
Told what?
About Tom.
About Tom? Rosie Shorn, go over there and talk to Ms. Wainwright so she don't listen.
What about these here?
I'll watch them now. Just go. Now. Now, you tell me what you said.
I was eating it just one piece at a time so it'd last longer. Well,
Some kids come around, and of course they tried to get some, and I wouldn't give them none, so they got mad. And they grabbed my Cracker Jack box.
Ruthie, you tell quick about the other.
So I chased them, and then this one girl belted me. So I said I'd get my big brother. And she said she's got a brother, too. And then she hit me a good one, and I said my brother'd kill her. And she said, how about if her brother killed my brother? And then I said, my brother already killed two fellas. And then she said, oh, yeah? You're just a little smarty liar. And I said, oh, yeah? Well, my brother's a-hiding from killing a fella, and he can kill your brother, too.
Oh, my dear sweet Lord Jesus. What are we going to do now?
Ruthie, been looking for you. What's going on?
Ruthie got in a fight and told some kid how Tom's a-hiding.
Why, you little bitch!
Oh, she didn't know what she was a-doing, Paul. I got to go out and try and find Tom.
Tom. Tom.
Hey, you, Ma.
Right away.
You shouldn't have came. Suppose somebody seen you with me. Whole family's been in jam. Come quiet. You've got to crawl in.
I brought you dinner. Pork chops and fried potatoes.
Oh, God almighty. It's still warm.
This is where you've been hiding.
I've been living like a rabbit for some time.
Tom, Ruthie told about you. Got in a fight and says her brother licked that other girl's brother. And then she told that her brother killed a man and was hiding.
Well, that's just kids talk, Ma.
No, it ain't. Them kids will tell it around and then the folks will hear. And then they tail around, and pretty soon, well, they liable to get men out to look just in case. Tom, you got to go away.
That's what I said right along. I was always scared somebody'd see you put stuff in that culvert, and they'd watch.
I know, but I wanted you near. I was scared for you. I ain't seen you. So dark in here, I can't even see you now. How's your face?
Yeah, it's getting well quick.
Come close, Tom. Let me feel it. You got a bad scar. And your nose is all crooked.
Maybe that's a good thing. Nobody wouldn't know me. If my prints wasn't on record, I'd be glad.
Listen.
It's just the wind, Ma.
We made pretty good picking the cotton. Now hold out your hand, Tom. I got $7 here.
I ain't gonna take your money. I'll get along all right.
Hold out your hand. I ain't gonna sleep none if you got no money. Maybe you got to take a bus or something. I want you to go a long ways off. 300-400 miles.
I ain't gonna take it.
Don't. You take this money. You've got no right to cause me pain.
You ain't playing fair.
I thought maybe you could go to a big city. Los Angeles, maybe. They wouldn't never look for you there.
Looky, Ma. I've been thinking all day and all night hiding alone. Thinking about Casey when he went out in the wilderness to find his own soul. And he found he didn't have no soul that was his'n. Says he found he just got a little piece of a great big soul. Funny how I remember. Didn't think I was even listening. But I know now, a fella ain't no good alone.
Casey was a good man.
He spouted out some scriptures once, and it didn't sound like no hellfire scripture. It goes, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up.
And that's scripture.
Casey said it was.
Listen.
It's only the wind, Ma. I know the wind. I've been thinking of how it was in that government camp. How our folks took care of themselves. And if there was a fight, they fixed it themselves. And there wasn't no cops waggling their guns. But there was better order than them cops ever give. I've been a-wondering why we can't do that all over. All work together for our own thing. All farm our own land.
Tom, what you gonna do?
What the preacher done.
But they killed him.
Yeah, he didn't duck quick enough. He wasn't doing nothing against the law, Ma. I've been thinking about our people living like pigs. And the good, rich land laying fallow. Or maybe one fellow with 1,000,000 acres, while 100,000 good farmers is starving. And I've been wondering if all our folks got together and yelled like them fellas yelled at the Hooper Ranch.
Tom, they'll drive you and cut you down.
They gonna drive me anyways. They driving all our people.
How am I gonna know about you? They might kill you and I wouldn't know.
Well, maybe like Casey says, a fella ain't got a soul of his own, but only a piece of a big one. And then...
Then what, Tom?
Then it don't matter. Then I'll be all around in the dark. I'll be everywhere, wherever you look. Wherever there's fights so hungry people can eat, I'll be there. Wherever there's a cop beating up a guy, I'll be there. I'll be in the way guys yell when they're mad, and I'll be in the way kids laugh when they're hungry and they know supper's ready. And when folks eat the stuff they raise and live in the houses they build, why, I'll be there. See? God, I'm talking like Casey. Comes thinking about him so much. Seems like I can see him sometimes. You got to get back, Ma.
You take the money then.
All right.
And Tom, later, when it's all blowed over, you'll come back. You'll find us.
Sure. Now you better go.
Bye.
Bye, Ma.
Evening, ma'am.
Oh, howdy.
Sorry. Didn't mean to shine that in your eyes. Just saw you walking this way. Mind if I walk with you?
No. You're welcome.
Looks like we might have a little rain.
I hope not. Stop the picking.
You live at the camp there?
Yes, sir.
I got 20 acres of cotton. A little late, but it's ready now. Thought I'd go and try and get some pickers.
Oh, you'll get them all right. Season's near over. What you paying, mister?
90 cents.
We'll pick. I hear fellas say next year it'll be 75 or even 60.
That's what I hear.
There'll be trouble.
Sure, I know. A little fella like me can't do anything. The association sets the rate. And we got a mind. If we don't, we ain't got a farm. Little fella gets crowded out all the time. A mile up that way. I'll put out a sign.
We'll be there.
You found him?
Yeah.
I sent him away.
Couldn't do nothing else.
There's work. Mile up the road tomorrow. They're paying 90 cents. What's the matter, Pa?
I ain't no good anymore. Spent all my time thinking how it used to be. Spent all my time thinking of home. Thinking how the willow's lost its leaves now. Sometimes figuring to mend that hole in the south fence. I ain't never gonna see it no more.
This here's prettier. Better land.
Season almost over. No work, no crops. What we gonna do then?
Hello?
Hmm?
I thought you'd be sleeping by now.
We're talking. Come, sit here. Yeah.
Sure, okay. I want to talk too. I have to be going away pretty soon now.
Going away? You can't. We need you here.
Well, me and Aggie Wainwright, we figures to get married. And I'm gonna get a job in the garage, and we'll have a rent house for a while. Well, we are. And there ain't nobody to stop us.
No, we're glad. We're awful glad. You're a grown man. You need a wife. But don't go right now, Al.
I promised Aggie. We can't stand this no more.
Just stay till spring. Won't you stay till spring? Who'd drive the truck?
I just couldn't stay behind that curtain a minute longer. You heard yet? They got themselves engaged. Oh, my. Wish we had a cake or something.
Get up, Pa. Come on, wake up. Get up.
Ain't slept out.
Must have been on at 11 o'clock when we went down.
Come on, get up, all of you, and wash.
Miss Jones, we're all up and getting ready.
Rosa Shawn, why you lay a minute till it warms?
I'm going out.
Out where?
I'm going out to pick cotton.
You can't. You're too far along.
I'm a going.
You got no cotton sack.
Well, I'll pick into your sack.
Just because Al's going away doesn't mean you...
I'm a going, Ma.
All right. Take a blanket, then. If you want to rest, you can keep warm.
All right.
I don't know how everybody found out. Must be 200 here. 20 acres ain't gonna last till noon.
Name?
Jode.
How many?
Four, plus a little one.
Got your bags?
Yes, sir.
Rate's 90 cents. I'll have to take a tear for the dew. Change it when the sun comes out.
Listen, back home, we might get a rain out of wind like this. Would you say it was gonna rain?
Can't tell. If the rain can get in the way of a crop, it'll rain. That's what I've found.
Just, well, them looks like rain heads.
At least we got the cotton in before it started. How'd we do?
$2.40. Guess we only worked half a day.
Char, you all right?
I just don't feel good.
You got pain?
No. Cover me up, Ma. I'm cold.
Oh, you shouldn't have pain. You didn't pick more than 10, 15 pounds. Pa, hand me that blanket.
Has time come?
I don't think so. But you gotta chill. Gotta get her feet in hot water.
God almighty, she's wet. Soaks you in a minute.
Be nice and dry when we get back. Build a nice fire. Get some coffee on to get you in some dry clothes. You're gonna be just fine.
It's been 3 days. How long is this likely to go on?
Cotton's all gone black now. Ain't gonna be no more cotton, that's sure.
I was up in Tulare this morning. People all worried. Ain't gonna be no kind of work for 3 months. And you gotta be here a year before you can get relief. These folks already begging for food. Guess there'd be some stealing next. Heard the sheriff swore in new deputy.
Fella had a team of horses, had to use them to plow and cultivate and mow. Wouldn't think of turning them out of starved when they wasn't working. Mm-hmm.
Come on now, Roger Sean. Have some of this milk. It's hot. It's got bacon grease in it for strength.
I ain't hungry.
Now, come on. You just drink it.
How's she doing?
She'll be all right. She took a cold. A bad cold.
I got the tarpaulin over the hood of the truck. Engine's still running okay. I got you some more wood, Ma.
Just put it over by the fire to dry.
How's it look to you, Al?
Water's rising all right. Seems to me if the creek comes up, she'll flood us.
Well, maybe we ought to go long.
Where do you go and be sure of a tar roof? You've been around. You know what chances we got of getting a dry place to stay.
Well, I don't know, but I got a feeling we ought to go long.
I've been thinking. What if we was to get our shovels and throw up a bank? Huh? Well, we could do it if everybody helped. You see, just a bank from there and down to there.
Be a lot of work. Then she might come over anyway.
Well, we ain't doing nothing. Might as well be working.
All right. I'll get the fellas together and see what they say.
Paul, if the Wainwrights go, I'm going too. Me and Aggie got to stick together.
Oh!
Rosa Sean, what is it?
Oh, I got a pain, Ma.
Did it kind of grab you all over quick?
Oh, yep.
Let me just feel that sheet under you.
Oh.
What is it?
I think it's come. Early.
Maybe the fever bring it.
And we couldn't go if we wanted to.
No.
You better get the shovels in.
Is it a coming?
Sure. Gonna have a nice baby. Now you just got to help us.
Listen, fellas. We got to build it. My girl got her pains.
Well, baby.
We can't go now.
Well, it ain't our baby. We can go.
Nobody's stopping you. There's only 8 shovels.
Well, I'll stay.
Who else is staying? You want to put your hands up?
She ought to be up on her feet. Ought to be walking around.
She can. She ain't got the strength. Don't you feel like you could get up and walk?
I can try.
Come on, we'll help you, honey.
We'll walk with you there, girl.
I told you we could do it if we all got the shovel and she'd have come over by now if we hadn't built her up.
Look at that cottonwood tree. Huh? Used to sit 5 feet from the bank and now water's halfway up her.
Higher. We got to get her higher.
Another one's coming, Ma.
That's all right, that's all right.
I can, Ma. I can.
Of course you can. This is just how babies get born.
How's she stand on that last marker?
Still coming up.
She'll come up slower now. I got a flood pretty far on the other side.
Still coming up, though. Need to pull them branches out of the water or it'll dam up.
She's sure been doing a lot of yelling.
There's always a lot of yelling when babies get born.
I told you, don't go yelling. Just grip your hands and take your lip into your teeth.
Ma!
You're all right. You're almost there. This baby's nearly born.
We nearly got her. Can we get this here bent up? She'll just flood the other side, and we'll be all right.
You take it easy, Pa. You'll kill yourself.
What the hell's that?
God almighty. It's that cottonwood. It's gone in the water.
Oh, God.
It's coming, honey. No, Ma!
It's coming, just keep on pushing. Just
My Christ almighty! She's coming in! I gotta get the truck out of here before the water comes up!
Heads out! Just keep a pushing! Just one more! There you go!
Come on! God damn it!
Well, what is it, Ma? A boy or a girl? Ma, why am the baby crying?
Hush. You might wake her.
Ma, where's the...
She's here.
Never breathed. Never was alive.
Maybe you could take her, Al. Find a nice spot to bury her in.
Sure, Ma.
Water's still a-coming up, ain't you?
We done what we could. Worked all night. But a tree cut out the bank.
Don't take no blame. There was only one thing to do ever, and we done it.
Maybe the water... Maybe we'll have to go.
When it's time to go, we'll go. We'll do what we have to do when it's time for it.
Where's that son of a bitch? Where is he?
Where do you think you're going?
I'm going in to talk to that bastard.
No, you ain't. What's the matter with you? There's sickness in here.
If he didn't have that fool idea about the bank, we'd have got out. Now, our car's dead.
If you think ours is burning up the road?
But I'm a-going in.
You're going to fight your way.
It's all right, Al. I'm coming up. You could just see to the baby.
There. Sweet little face on her. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I'm sorry about my husband. Why don't you get some sleep? I'll set with Rosa Sharn.
You've been friendly. We thank you.
No need to thank. Everybody's in the same wagon.
Used to be family was first. Ain't so now. It's anybody. Worse off we get, the more we got to do.
Come on. Just lie down. You'll be right beside her.
What'd Mr. Wainwright say?
Everybody's pretty mad, I guess. Lem's got cars working, is moving on. A lot of them just walking. Don't know where they're gonna find no shelter, though. There's a hell of a lot of water to come down from the hills yet.
I've been thinking. If she comes in, everything gets soaked. But she won't come up more than 3 or 4 feet, because she'll go over the highway and spread out first.
Well, what's your idea?
We can tear out the sideboards of the truck and build a kind of platform in there to pile our stuff and sit up on. If we pull off the boxcar door, there's plenty of room to sit.
How we cook? How we eat?
Well, it'll keep our stuff dry. Gonna lose all of it if the water comes in.
All right.
Come on now. We got the mattresses up. Let's get the blankets up so they don't get wet.
Water's near up to the door.
We can see ourselves where the water is. How you feel, Rosa Sharn?
Tired. I just tired out.
Pa bought some bacon from the store. Got the stove up on the platform. Gonna get some dinner into you.
I ain't hungry.
She sick, Ma? She gonna die?
Course not.
But you're gonna be all right. Now, you two lift Rosa Shawn up real gentle.
I can walk. I'm all right.
And you, Ruthie, come get up on top of the pile.
Water coming in now. Water everywhere.
Ma. Ma.
You sleep a little longer, honey. Ain't gotta get up with the sun when we ain't walking. Rosa Shawn, you're shivering.
Ma, I think it's time for it.
Yes, it's time for it. Paul, come on, we're getting out of here. Getting to higher ground. And you're coming or you ain't coming, but I'm taking Rosa Shawn and Ruthie out of here.
God almighty. Water's come up a foot since last night.
All right, we'll go.
Al, come on, get up.
Ma, I ain't going.
Why not?
Well, Aggie, why, her and me...
Of course, of course. You stay here, Al. Rosa Shawn, you feel like you can walk?
I'm kind of dizzy.
Paul, you take Ruthie on your shoulders and give your hand to Rosa Shawn. Steady on the other side. Someplace where it's dry. We'll come back soon as the water's down. And Al, if Tom comes, tell him we'll be back. Tell him be careful. Come on, Rosa Shawn. You just keep putting one foot in front of the other.
I'm trying, Ma.
We got to hurry, Pa. If this here girl gets good and wet, I don't know what'll happen to her.
You ain't said yet where we're hurrying to.
Oh, look over here. I think that's a barn. It'll be dry in there.
Probably get run out by the fella that owns it.
Now, come on there. Bear on, Rosa Shawn. It ain't far.
I don't think I can.
Paul, can you carry her? I'll take Ruthie.
It's awful dark in here.
It's dry. And look, Rosa Shawn, there's hay. Just lay her down here, Pa. Now you just rest there and I'll try and figure out some way to dry you off.
Just listen to that rain.
Ma, look, in the corner, there's a man and a boy.
Christ almighty.
You own this here?
No, no. We just come in out of the wet. We got a sick girl. You got a dry blanket we could use and get her wet clothes off?
Here.
Thank you. Ruthie, help Rosa Shawn get them wet clothes off. Then she can wrap up in this here blanket. What's the matter with that fella?
He ain't ate for 6 days.
Your pa?
Last night I went and bust a window and stole some bread, but he puked it all up. Got to have soup or milk. You folks got money to get milk?
We got no money. But don't you worry. We'll figure something out.
He said that he wasn't hungry. He just had to give me the food. Now he can't hardly move.
Hush now, hush, hush.
He's starving. He's starving to death.
No, we're going to figure something out. Rosa Shawn?
Yes.
I knowed you would.
Will you all go out?
We'll all go into the tool shed.
Come on, Rosie. Come on.
Here. It's milk. You got to. No. You got to. There.
In The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck, Tom was played by Robert Sheehan, Ma by Michelle Fairley, Rosa Shahn, Melody Grove, Pa, Stephen McNichol, Al, Finden Hertog, Ruthie, Nicola Jo Cully, Mrs. Wainwright, Irene McDougall, Mr. Wainwright, Jimmy Chisholm, Guard and Cotton Boss, Nick Underwood, and Store Clerk and Boy by Laurie Brown. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The Grapes of Wrath was written by John Steinbeck and dramatised by Donna Frances Child. It was directed in Glasgow by Kirsty Williams.
Clive Anderson, Chair of the Judges for the BBC International Short Story Award 2012.
This year, what with the Olympics and things like that on, there's an international feel to the country. So the BBC doubled the award size. So 10 stories get broadcast. From that long shortlist, we still had to select a winner. And in quite a charming way, we have a runner-up as well. So there's a gold medal and a silver medal. I suppose it ought to be a bronze.
You can hear the 10 shortlisted stories over 2 weeks each weekday afternoon, starting tomorrow at 3:30 on BBC Radio 4.